Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Today, I don't have an agenda, and especially because there is a lot of excitement going on outside. It is a total eclipse day, so there are a lot of people out there with their glasses. A lot of people are very excited, and they want to have an opportunity to see this. So I hope if you're out there enjoying it, definitely enjoy yourselves and be careful, be safe. I don't have much more on that, but I'm not going to be here long today because I'll also be taking part of that. But I really wanted to mention one thing. If there is one thing that you can impart on somebody, what would that one thing be? And for me, it is definitely about trying to win in life, whatever it means to you, whatever winning means to you in your own life. For me, it comes with a lot of ideas and a lot of things that I believe in winning. And winning is just not about finance. It's about a total package for me. It's about health. It's about my spiritual being. It's about financial, academics, and it's about so much, relationships, everything. So when you talk about winning in life, you have to figure out for yourself what that might mean to you. And believe me when I tell you, you definitely want to define what winning is for you in your own life, emphasizing something that might be important to you, or it might have a different meaning of winning for you. It could be that, you know, I just want all my bills paid and to be able to travel and enjoy life. But something, whatever winning is to you, hey, define it and start living that winning life for yourself. For me, I've always talked about how I wanted to create a better life for myself, especially now it's only me. I really don't have much to worry about. It's only me. All the kids are grown. And I decided to say, hey, you know, how could I continue to grow? How could I continue to strive for excellency? And, you know, we would probably never reach excellency, but in the path of trying to reach it, we can improve our lives to a greater depth. And I think for me, that is a definite thing that I would like to do, I like to achieve in any facet of my life or facet of my life. Excuse me. I would love to be in a place where everything aligned perfectly within my life. And I, you know what, I'm not naive. I know this is life and nothing is ever perfect, but that is a frame of mind. It's a concept that we might believe. What is perfect for me? In this imperfect life, how could I have excellency? How could I have a perfect perception of life? So, and that's what I think it really comes down to, what you perceive to be excellent, what you perceive to be perfect. Even though it is an imperfect life, we'll never be perfect, but striving to be the best versions of ourselves is the one thing that we can do. And we can strive for that excellency every single day. And it is a process. It is a lifestyle, because it's something that you have to constantly work at every waking moment. And you want to be a good example for those around you, for the people you come in contact with. So what does that winning personality has to have? What is life winning for you? How do you win in your own life? And it's by striving to be the best version of yourself, and you can never fail. You can never fail. And despite what anybody might say, you can never fail as long as you continue to keep trying and keep learning from your mistakes and the mistakes of others. You can continue to grow. And I wholeheartedly believe this. So what do you need to continue to grow in your own life? What does winning look like to you? You need to define that, and you need to emphasize for yourself. What does winning look like for me? Write it down if you have to. And then start striving for those benchmarks that you want to reach, those benchmarks that you want to achieve. Go after them and make them small enough where you can continue hitting benchmark to benchmark. So when you finally look back and you say, wow, I can't believe I've come this far. So you have to have a real big picture in mind. But in that big picture, work backwards. Make bite size. And you know, they say, well, how do you eat an elephant? And you know, one bite at a time. You ain't got to worry about eating the whole thing. But you, over time, can consume and achieve the things that you want to do in life. And some people, I've heard this in a conversation earlier this week. Well, you know, I done lived most of my life, and they were younger than I am. I done lived most of my life, and it's not much that, you know, I've achieved a great deal. And I got it. I get it. You're tired. Okay. But for me, everybody is different. For me, I realized something. I have an opportunity to grow beyond my fondest dreams, and I'm just getting started. So you think about that. For a person who's in his 60s, is just starting to live, what does that look like? So I think a number, yeah. And I said this before in previous podcasts. Sometimes, you know, my mind says, oh yeah, we can do this, we can do this. But my body is saying, hey, I think you need to regroup, rethink, and, you know, strategize on a different method, because we ain't going that route. So, well, I could tell you this for sure. There are a lot of things that I know I'm unable to do because of physical limitations. Let's leave it at that. However, but I can shoot for the things that I can do. I'm not going to worry about the things that I can't do or the things that I cannot change. I'm only going to focus on the things that I can do and the things that I am able to change. Does that make sense? So that's what we have to do. Some people think about or dwell on what they're unable to do or what they're unable to achieve, or they'll dwell on what they failed at or considered a fail at. And for me, I believe that if we focus on, hey, instead of a failure, let's just think that as another way not to do something, right? So, hey, trying it that way just didn't work for me, so I'm gonna try it another way. So I found another way that this, what I'm trying to do, did not work. So now I just need to find a way. And you know, law of averages, the numbers, the more you keep trying to do something, the more you keep going at it, eventually it'll click. So I believe that. I'm going to end it right here. My name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If you want to hit me up, you can do so at dave@thelastpodcast.info. You can reach me at 972-284-9518. I'm looking to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and like this, subscribe. I'll be back and see you then. Bye-bye.